Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Chhattisgarh and the launch of key development projects. The participants are Vinay Kumar, journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor.
Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Chhattisgarh today, and in line with his government's policy of envisioning a developed India by 2047, inaugurated projects and also took part in programs aimed at the same. And to discuss more about the visit, we are joined in by Mr. Vinay Kumar, journalist. Mr. Kumar, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nishit.
Mr. Kumar, Prime Minister is on a day's visit to Chhattisgarh, we all know, wherein he has participated in a host of programs ranging from social, political to religious space. Now, we start with the Silver Jubilee program of the formation of this state. It has been 25 years now, and the state, which once was in the grip of Naxalism, has been marching ahead. Now, how do you see the state, especially in the last few years, when we particularly talk of the left-wing extremism here?
Nishitji, I would like to take you slightly back in time, because it was year 2000 when three new states were carved out. From Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand was carved out as a hilly state on 9th of November. On 1st of November, Chhattisgarh was carved out from Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand out of Bihar. And at that time, Prime Minister was Atal Bihari Vajpayee. So this is also a pure coincidence that this time we have Prime Minister Narendra Modi visiting Chhattisgarh on its Silver Jubilee, formation of Chhattisgarh as a separate state 25 years ago. And as you know, befitting the occasion, Prime Minister has, as you touched upon this aspect, launched a slew of projects which are aimed towards speeding up the pace of development, because Chhattisgarh, as you know, was in the throes of left-wing extremism and Naxal violence, and so many districts, particularly in the Bastar division, were affected by this left-wing extremism. Now, over the past couple of years, if you see, this government has laid a lot of emphasis on freeing these districts from Naxal violence. And let me also remind the audience that there were certain areas bordering Maharashtra, bordering Andhra, that particularly a dense forest area, Abujmad, which was about 5,000 square kilometer, which was totally inaccessible to the security forces since independence. And then over the past few years, we have seen how our central paramilitary forces have regained control of this area. And now, as Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said, that March 2026 is the deadline which he has set for the government to get rid of this Naxal violence. And you must have seen in the news reports that so many important cadres of Naxal surrendered, or they have been killed in encounters. And the government has also, as like previous governments, has towed a very fine line between, you know, balancing development, ensuring security, and getting this state of Chhattisgarh, which was known for the left-wing extremism and Naxal violence, to get these areas free from this and boost the development, pace of development there. Because if there is no connectivity, no development, and areas remain inaccessible, naturally the violence grows in such places. So the stress has been on security along with development.
Absolutely. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the new building of the State Assembly on the occasion of its Silver Jubilee, as we discussed just now. He will also lay the foundation stone for development projects worth crores of rupees, covering sectors like road, industry, healthcare and energy. Let's listen into the Prime Minister, what he said on the occasion.
In 2000, when Atal ji ne Chhattisgarh Raj ka gathan kiya, to wo nirnay keval prashasanik nahi tha. Wo nirnay tha विकास की नई राह खोलने का, और वो निर्णय था छत्तीसगढ़ की आत्मा को पहचान दिलाने का.
Mr. Kumar, how do you see this symbiotic relationship with a developed India, and especially when the left-wing Naxalism, as we discussed now, is breathing on its last legs now?
This is, as I told you earlier, that both the things are intertwined. If you can't get rid of left-wing extremism and Naxal violence, surely there will be
development. Development would be, yes.
And the government has to keep interests of these unique tribal population, which has forms a considerable substantial percentage in Chhattisgarh, to keep their interests also uppermost in mind so that they are not unnecessarily displaced. And Chhattisgarh is very rich in mineral resources. And optimum exploitation of these resources, utilization of these resources, and progress of industry, which will take development of Chhattisgarh on its own to new heights. And that was what the Prime Minister said, in it, which we listened to that bite, that the formation of Chhattisgarh was not only an administrative need or necessity. It was done to keep pace with the developmental projects, to focus on progress and development, all-round development of the state.
You talked about the tribal people. The Honorable Prime Minister inaugurated the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh Memorial and the Tribal Freedom Fighters Museum in Naya Raipur. The Honorable Prime Minister has his own unique way of honoring the freedom fighters and also our tribal people. His vision and mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas couldn't get manifested better. Your comments on this?
When this Naya Raipur has been in the pipeline for development as a new capital just on the outskirts of Raipur. So it's a very ambitious project running into thousands of crores of rupees, and inauguration of a new assembly building is, I think, an important milestone, important step in that direction. And Prime Minister on that occasion also, you know, paid glowing tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, whose statue or a bust was also unveiled by him, and remembering Atalji for creation of these three states, as he said right in the beginning of his speech, and laying stress on the democratic values and initial years when the government were in power, Raman Singh government was in power in Chhattisgarh. So it has come a long way, I would say. And Prime Minister also, you know, laid stress on in his speech on occasion of unveiling the new building, that democratic values India has always stood by, and this is a symbol of, you know, assembly is the place where debates take place among the legislators. So debate, discussion, and the strengthening of democratic values and foundation, it stems from state assemblies, and at central level we have two houses of parliament where we see these things happening.
Absolutely. Before we proceed any further, let's listen into our correspondent from Raipur, Vikalp Shukla.
During the Chhattisgarh Silver Jubilee celebrations today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees in a ceremony organized in Nava Raipur. To strengthen rural livelihoods, the Prime Minister launched 12 new startup village entrepreneurship program blocks across 9 districts of the state. He also released an installment of 1,200 crore rupees to 3 lakh beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen. In a major boost to healthcare services in Chhattisgarh, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for 5 new government medical colleges. The Prime Minister also dedicated the Nagpur-Jharsuguda natural gas pipeline. This pipeline will connect 11 districts of Chhattisgarh to the national gas grid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also inaugurated the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh Memorial and the Tribal Freedom Fighters Museum in Nava Raipur. Prime Minister also inaugurated the Shanti Shikhar of the Brahma Kumaris in Nava Raipur. Earlier, the Prime Minister visited Shri Satya Sai Sanjeevani Hospital in Nava Raipur, where he interacted with nearly 2,500 children under the Dil Ki Baat program. These children suffering from congenital heart diseases have received free and successful treatment at the hospital.
Prime Minister Mr. Kumar also inaugurated the Shanti Shikhar of the Brahma Kumaris in Naya Raipur. Now, he praised the role played by the spiritual organization for playing its own part in making India a developed nation. Now, Mr. Modi, true to his work ethics and culture, tries to take within its fold diverse organizations, be it educational, religious, spiritual, etc., etc. Now, how do you see this?
Prime Minister also explained during this Brahma Kumari's inauguration of Shanti Shikhar Meditation Center at the Naya Raipur that India has been in the forefront of global peace and world peace efforts. And we have seen these efforts in many areas which Prime Minister undertook at his level and leading India into those spheres, whether it is in any part of the world. And Prime Minister said also that the concept of world peace is an integral part of India's fundamental thought and spiritual consciousness. And for Brahma Kumaris, he linked this form of dharma. It's a spiritually very conscious organization. So the highest form of dharma, penance, knowledge, and he said that nothing is unattainable through righteous conduct. If your conduct is righteous,
absolutely,
you can attain anything. So Prime Minister's stress was on that. But I would also like to point out that here Prime Minister also looked at the responsibilities which India has towards future. That he highlighted initiatives which India has taken in the past few years, like ISA, International Solar Alliance, One Sun, One World, One Grid, and as in G20, if you remember.
Truly ambitious, you know, yes.
And he said that India's vision is of one earth, one family, and one future. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, as he often, you know, says in his speeches. So that also he aligned these Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center with these ideas. So I think this will drive home the message that Prime Minister has himself said that this is not an era of war or conflict. This is an era of dialogue and diplomacy. So wherever there is need for India's intervention to bring about peace and hasten such efforts in any part of the world, so India will not be found wanting. So that is, I think, an important message which the Prime Minister gave from that function.
Let's listen in to the Prime Minister on the occasion, what he said.
Vishwa Shanti ki avadharana, ye Bharat ke maulik vichar ka adhisthan hai, hissa hai. Ye Bharat ki adhyatmik chetana ka prakat roop hai. Kyunki hum wo hain जो जीव में शिव को देखते हैं, हम वो हैं जो स्व का विस्तार सर्वस्व तक करते रहते हैं.
Prime Minister's visit to Sri Sathya Sai Sanjeevani Hospital and his interaction with over 2,500 children suffering from congenital heart ailment, and now who have been successfully treated free of cost, is really heartwarming, Mr. Kumar. Now, aptly titled Dil Ki Baat, what he had, what he interacted with those children over there. This is very aptly titled. Now, is no doubt brings out the benevolent side of Prime Minister when we look at this. His Pariksha Pe Charcha is another case in point. Your views?
Prime Minister keen on interacting with children because he says that future of the country depends upon the young minds, how they get the guidance, and he has taken upon himself to tell the children, to drive home this message that annual exams are not end of the world. You have to develop some skills. Don't be afraid of exams. So as you rightly pointed out, his monthly podcast in Man Ki Baat, it is now Dil Ki Baat. So there is a fine difference between Man and Dil. Whenever he is talking to children, so he brings out those aspects which are very easy and simple to understand. And this is a very touching moment when you see the such young children afflicted with such diseases, that congenital heart ailments, and the way they have been treated at free of cost in the hospital. So I think this is a great initiative by Sathya Sai Sanjeevan Hospital in Chhattisgarh. And Prime Minister's presence there is not only a moral booster for children, but it also inspires them to do better, whether it is Pariksha Pe Charcha or it is Dil Ki Baat in Chhattisgarh. So I think this is a very emotional connect also. Whenever you have seen Prime Minister very easily and very in his simple ways in mingling with children and talking to them, striking a rapport or a chord with children.
Absolutely.
It comes very naturally between such interactions. So his presence is not overbearing on them. And children also seek guidance. They think that when head of the government is available for guidance, and he spares time from his busy schedule to talk to children, to interact with them, whether it is Republic Day, Independence Day, or any other occasion whenever he finds time. So I think it's a very natural quality in him.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Kumar, for having joined us and shared your views with our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you, Nishit.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's visit to Chhattisgarh and the launch of key development projects. The participants were Vinay Kumar, journalist, and Nishit Kumar, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.